Our Halloween adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under Construction Halloween Bash, featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Ying Yang Twins, performing Salt Shaker, Wait, the Whisper Song, What's Happening, and Bad. Plus, DJ Chris will be spinning live beats all night long. The Under Construction Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 29th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 day of show. VIP booth $250 includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 2 bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windriver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-construction Halloween adventure. Don't forget to check out our hotel packages. Must be 21 to attend. For details, log on to windriver.com. We offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Halloween is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Bad Bob Belongi. Trish Clark is on her way to Reno. She called last night and says, you know, with this storm coming in, I was going to leave after the show. I was going to leave around noontime. She said, but I'm afraid that we're going to get stuck and stuff. And I said, hon, we don't want to risk you at all, so leave early. So it's about 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here on the 13th of October, this Thursday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, you know what? Here it comes.
It is indeed coming as we look at the KCNR weather radar. Showers starting to develop in the foothills. Looking offshore, it is downright ugly, and that is going to be among us with high winds and heavy rains, especially up in the upper elevations. There is a special weather statement that we will get to a little bit later. Right here in River City, a slight chance of a rain shower this morning. The high will be 72 today. The wind moves in tonight with winds of around 30 miles an hour. 100% chance of rain. We'll see 1 or 2 inches out of that. Rain will continue through tomorrow. The winds will drop slightly. And then Friday night it kicks into high gear again. This is going to continue all through the weekend. So as the ground gets saturated, that's when we start seeing some unpleasant things happening. We will be seeing a definite change in our weather. The coastal region's looking to get really hammered by this storm. It's a remnant of a tight
six to eight inches of snow up here in Shasta?
Up above the 8,000-foot level, yes.
So Shasta's going to have a lot of ski weather here.
Absolutely. This is probably not, unless you have a real compelling reason, a good time to go traveling in the mountains. If you do, carry blankets and water and all that sort of thing. And be prepared for a power outage anywhere you live.
Anywhere you live. Okay. Yeah. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, and you better be thinking about that because of the weather's coming in. A better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. The United States Marine Corps is having its 241st birthday ball, sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of military and the general public, and if you haven't been to one, you are going to have a great time. Ceremonies, people marching in, bagpipes, the cutting of the cake. We have tradition, and we have pomp and circumstance at our Marine Corps Ball, and just a great time. Music, dancing, the whole enchilada, you might say. Give Mike Gutierrez a call for tickets at 524-7595, or give us a call and we'll get you in touch with somebody for it. The tickets are really reasonable. And also, and they may be already sold, but they're to keep the dinner tickets. They're at $35 a piece, but you get all that for $35. And it's a great dinner. And they're also selling raffle tickets for a Rock Island 45, a Ruger LCR 38 caliber hammerless, and a Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm. And they're selling, I think, 100 tickets for each one, so it makes your odds better for $10 a piece.
Yeah. You know, the I was talking to Ted Leidy, and he was saying the 9mm's gotten a bad rap, that he said that, you know, there's really nothing wrong with it. And, in fact, this
the new ammo they have. Yeah. The personal protection ammo is has made a big, big difference.
That some police departments are going back to the 9mm because the 40 is just, with repeated firing, the 40 just beats you up.
Well, you know what? The fact is the 40 is a good weapon. The U.S. Marshals, Secret Service, all those guys carry that. But speaking of getting beat up, two police in Boston go to a domestic violence call.
Oh, again?
Shootout. Two of them are severely wounded, and the shooter is killed by police in Boston. And this is, you know, this is on the follow-up of those two officers that were killed in Palm Springs. Palm Springs. You don't expect somebody to be killed in Palm Springs. They only die of old age, you know, or bad hair. I mean, it's excessive sun. You don't expect, you know, to have people killed in Palm Springs.
Including the female officer just back from maternity leave.
Just back from maternity leave, that's right.
Her
that's
four-month-old daughter
They were standing there talking to the guy. Everything seemed really normal. He pulls a gun out and kills him. And then they captured him. Then you had the sheriff's deputy down in Santa Ana, someplace that was killed, and checking out a burglary call, was ambushed and killed. Then you had a couple more that were, were shot and killed in a couple other places. There's been a lot of police killed here in the last few weeks, in the last 10 days, in fact.
So talk about mixed feelings. My daughter is announcing that she intends to pursue a career in law enforcement, and I couldn't be prouder, and I couldn't be, you know,
more scared.
Well,
you know what? I saw where Rob Politi said and was talking to us yesterday. He's going to be recruiting from around here to send him to the academy. Have more homegrown guys here and girls, and not be bringing the ones in from the lat moves, which you don't have to train them. But they're a lot more expensive, too. So I like the idea of having our own locals being, that go through the academy, come back, and grow up.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Connected to town, they're more likely to stay, even if there's greener pastures elsewhere.
Trevor Denham, who is, part of the Denham family, Randy and Denise, Coast Guard guy.
Yeah.
And has served our country, but is a policeman here, and just does a great job. He's got that really strong jaw. He kind of looks like... kind of looks like a little bit like RoboCop. I mean, he's really but he's really a quiet, good guy. He's been on the show here before. Hey, when we're going to take a quick break, when we come back, I want to talk about what's going on with Obamacare. It is imploding all over the United States. And, of course, we're going to talk about Clinton's email releases and all those things that are going on and why – they're not – why – if it was Trump's email that was saying this, how the media would be ripping it. So what they're doing for Trump, they're women are coming up from 30 years ago and saying, well, he groped me. Well, 30 years ago?
Yeah, trotting out the innuendo.
They're trotting it out, and he goes, that's absolutely not true. And frankly, this whole thing on sexual assault, I do not see them giving as much time – to the women that Bill Clinton sexually assaulted and was found guilty for. Wasn't found guilty for it. He just paid him $850,000 to go away. And, Monica Lewinsky, that they were getting ready to tear her apart until the blue dress showed up. So they're saying, these women are saying, he groped me 35 years ago. And he, of course, is denying it. Trump says, that's not true. I'm going to sue the Times. And but yet they're not saying anything about Clinton. The mainstream media is in a tank, and it is, without doubt, what they're doing, without doubt what they're doing. And it's almost frightening to see that when these media turn on someone that like this, is that they're going to do their very best not to make sure that the person doesn't get elected. They would rather have a crook, a liar, and somebody that is morally bereft and has caused our country billions of dollars and thousands of lives, and yet have her be elected. And I don't understand the reasoning. And then, and the Record Searchlight, our paper here, says they are not going to make recommendations or endorsements unless it's something so, big.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to see if they're just going to, stay out of the presidential race. I hope they do.
Yeah.
I hope they do. Hey, it's 17 minutes after the hour, and this portion is brought by Sleep Number. Sleep Number is, you're not going to get any better night's sleep. It's got the dual air technology so that it adjusts on either side so you and your loved one can sleep on different firmness. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. It has the Sleep IQ technology that's available also that helps you figure out which firmness you want to sleep in, gives you ideas about how to sleep better. And if you're not getting your best night's sleep, you ought to be looking at Sleep Number. And right now, during the Columbus Day sale, you can save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price they've ever had. And so you need to head on over to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go down, see Brian, see Janice, see any of the professionals there. I promise you, I've never slept better. Linda's never slept better.
What could be better than a good night's sleep?
Oh, sleep, exercise, and diet, and you will live to be 100 years old. Unless, of course, you're in Palm Springs and you get extra sun every day. It is 7:18 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happy.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
It's tent sale time this weekend, all weekend, and Reading Key is moving them all to the Mount Shasta Mall. This is the big one.
You'll save lots of money with 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2016 Optimas, Fortes, and Rios, and 2017 Fortes and Sorentos.
Get $2,500 Kia customer cash on all 2016 Fortes and Optimas.
Choose from 52 new Optimas and 38 new Sorentos while they last.
And leasing's easy with $6,900 Kia lease cash on 16 Sedonas and $4,600 Kia lease cash on 17 Sorentos.
Don't miss this sale this weekend at the Mount Shasta Mall. All of the cars will be there and priced to move.
Complimentary oil changes for life with every vehicle purchased. It's going to be fun.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charges on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Must lease through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer ends 10/31.
Reading Kia is at the Mount Shasta Mall this weekend.
ReadingKia.com.
My name is Steve Morgan, and I'm running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. A little about myself. I'm married to my wife, Pam, and have 4 sons, 7 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandson. I have lived in the area for about 12 years, but used to spend my summers in Toyon with my aunt and uncle. I am proud to be a Vietnam veteran and served our country on submarines. I have leadership experience as chair of various commissions and committees in Shasta County. I just completed a 2-year term as chair of Shasta County LAFCO, where I gained valuable experience working with the city, county, and local special districts. My experience on various commissions and committees complemented my leadership skills earned while working with the federal government. I would like to conclude that your vote is important. I ask for your vote.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
But I would not feel so all alone.
Everybody, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Stone. Yeah. And if you wonder why we're talking, playing a Bob Dylan song about getting stoned, it's because Bob Dylan has just won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
In the same year with these political candidates, we have this man getting, well, of all the people on the planet, getting the Nobel Prize for Literature.
And because his songs, and it's true, his songs and his music have changed so much of the fabric of American music. But it is kind of amusing here. Hey, I am here, and we talked about it yesterday a little bit, but I'm here with Don Wehunt and Stan Newts. And we're talking about the spaghetti dinner and fundraiser for VFW 9650 is having here on the 22nd of October. So that's a week from this weekend here. Right,
correct,
guys?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now tell us why we're having this.
Well, we're just we felt that, first of all, we took on this Veterans Canine Connection, this group that's training dogs for veterans with PTSD.
Uh-huh.
And they're meeting in our hall every Friday night. They do a wonderful job. They kind of match a dog with a veteran and go through a 6-week basic course of basic training to ADA standards. And also they go to a 6-week advanced course and help them in that 6 weeks that these dogs are trained to where they recognize the veteran. They help the veteran deal with in the public, outside their realm of the house and stuff like that. And these dogs make wonderful pets and wonderful companions for these PTSD veterans.
Absolutely. Okay, so it's going to be – so, but that costs money, obviously.
Well, okay, this is what Bruce Ritchie, who runs this program, the cost for the dog is nothing. The dog they provide these dogs, match the dogs with the veteran, and then they give the basic training. The first 6 weeks is free for the veteran.
Uh-huh.
And all he asks for after that first 6 weeks is the next 6 weeks advanced training is that the $10 a week to help pay for the gas and stuff like that for his trainer and stuff like that. So it's very
pretty good deal.
It's a pretty good deal. Plus, they're in connection with the Anderson Veterinary Clinic down there. Excuse me, I'm getting a little hoarse. That does help them with their shots and has donated several hours of veterinary clinic with shots and just whatever they can do for the veteran as far as what the dog needs. And so this is part of it. And then also then we stand with Honor Guard.
This is also a fundraiser for the Honor Guard here.
Yes, this is a fundraiser not only for our Honor Guard Canine Connection, but the Anderson Police Department's elite canine unit. So it's something that's going to benefit the entire community. As you know, we've talked about in the past about the increase in crime we had throughout the county and throughout Anderson, and the 3-canine unit we have down there right now has dropped crime. So it's going to benefit the Anderson Police Department. It's going to benefit our Honor Guard and Canine Connection. Our Honor Guard does at least 220 to 230 funerals a year. People are falling off from the World War II and Korean War eras pretty quickly. Additionally, they serve in parades. There's November 11th and December 7th ceremonies. There's opening ceremonies for Little League baseball, soccer, and football. And then there's Memorial Day and the regular flag routes that we do. So it's going to benefit those guys.
I have
guys
people
also
asking me all the time about color guards. So I'm going to get your number, and so I can also provide your number to people too.
Sure.
And you don't charge anything for this.
No, we just ask for donations, whatever
right.
We can get in donations.
So, and it goes for uniforms, cleaning, fuel and transportation, reimbursement, foul weather gear. fire maintenance, all those things, hats, gloves, all those kind of things that
right.
That you need to really honor our veterans and our
honor guard is we're our uniforms are all mostly like Air Force uniforms and coats and stuff are actually uniform coats from like for police department stuff. We put the patches on, buy the patches, and they get quite expensive buying the patches and stuff, you know. And the cost gets up there, you know, when you're running 7-8 men.
Yeah, you know. And people don't realize that this gets expensive. Just getting to places is, you know, it can cost $50.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, easily. And then you want your uniform to be clean. And so, and they do this, and nobody pays them for their time.
Exactly.
You know, this is done exactly. for free, but there's got to be maintenance and upkeep.
Right.
And a lot of people that are involved in these things may not be, you know, some of them are retired. Many of them are retired.
Yeah,
most of them are retired, and so you know they're doing this out of their love for their fellow veteran and this country. So yeah, this is a great thing. So okay, the Honor Guard VFW Honor Guard 9650 spaghetti dinner fundraiser, not only just for the Honor Guard, but also for helping to put the veterans with the K-9 connection, so that. Those injured veterans can get a dog,
uh-huh.
and it's already trained and it's free, and all they're doing then is just raising some money for gas,
right
for all the training. This is really cool.
If there's a veteran out there that's looking for a dog, maybe you can give us a call. My phone number says area code 530-917-4411. That's my personal cell phone, and I'll take calls for.
What kind of dogs are they?
We have German Shepherds. We have mutts. I mean, there's all kinds. There's been mainly a lot of Germans, mixed breeds. And but they're all. But
do you have like little cute ones?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, because you're talking about people that may want a small dog.
They have a black poodle. They have a black poodle there right now. Down
a little black
hall.
Poodle?
Black poodle about, it's probably about 13, 14
Because you're
pounds.
Talking about some people may be in,
small places.
Small places, yeah. And they need a smaller dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what they do is they match up these dogs, I mean, they find a dog, and then they bring the veteran in there, and they kind of see what the dog does around. And right now, this weekend of this fundraiser, we have a junior vice commander running for junior vice commander for the department. It's Mike King. He's receiving his dog,
uh-huh.
Iraqi veteran, PTSD, and he's receiving his dog on this same day from the K-9 Connection. He's going to receive a big old red labradoodle. I'm telling you, it doesn't make a difference what kind of dog it is.
So what kind of training do they put them through?
They put them through the basic, the ACADA courses where they teach them to sit, heel. I mean, they take them to restaurants. They go to stores and make sure that they make them behave in the stores.
They have these little things that say service dogs on them?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And so what's the advanced training then?
The advanced training is just a more advanced training. I really personally don't know. About I've been there and watched them.
I'm sure it's probably walking in crowds and maybe fetching things,
right.
too.
Right. And the veteran takes the dog home and works with the dog. If the veteran works with the dog, it gets trained faster. So he's taught what to do, and then he takes the dog home, and they train it more and more. And so the course can go pretty fast,
Okay. Great. Okay. This is super. You know what? This is really a great program that's going on. That and the Honor Guard. Everybody wants to see an Honor Guard. They don't think about it except – they don't think about it after their event's over, but it costs money to do this. So this is a way to raise money. The VFW is having their spaghetti dinner fundraiser October the 22nd from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can come on down to the VFW Post 9650 in Anderson, which is a great place, by the way. Do y'all rent that place out for parties?
Yes, we do.
Whoa! Okay, it's got a stage and lots of floors to dance, and you got tables and everything there.
We're going to have a little setup. Also about the rental of the hall and then showing what the hall can look like when it's set up for weddings and stuff like that. So, come on down.
Okay, adults 12 and over, it's $10, and you can't beat that. And kids under 12 is $5. For more information, 365-9650. So October the 22nd, Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street. You can't miss it.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for everything you did. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you for the color guards. Thank you for running for office there. And I'm here, of course, with Stan Newts and Don Wehunt. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Big Bike Weekend 2016 thunders into the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center beginning October 14th. Sign up to participate now at BigBikeWeekend.com and check the schedule of events. The Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, followed by a barbecue dinner and street dance at the Rodeo Grounds. The Big Bike Poker Run and your chance to win $10,000. Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, raffles and prizes, vendors, non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bob Bett on the main stage. Take part or be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. Big Bike Weekend 2016 is family friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center in Redding, Friday, October 14th through Sunday the 16th. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, and Riggs Media Consulting. For registration or for a schedule of events, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Bad Bob Lunch.
I love Don Henley.
It's 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 61 degrees. It's only going to be 70 today, and we are going to have rain. How much rain are we going to have, Bob?
Depending on where you are, you could see up to, in the higher elevations, they're calling for up to a foot of rain. And above 8,000 feet, looks like the snowpack is going to get a good start. Now, a good October, November is a great beginning. Traditionally, we have a very wet time right about now, and then it goes dry into December and January. We will see if that holds.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, you can't find a better place to have somebody take care of your loved ones than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She handpicks her people that work for her. They're all trained very well. They all had background investigations. They're all insured, bonded, all of those things. And whether it's for a short period of time, say somebody breaks a leg or has some surgery, but, you know, they need to be checked on every day, maybe get some grocery shopping done for them, things like that, Home Helpers. Long-term care, Home Helpers. People and that stay in their homes. They feel better. They get better quicker. And it's, you know, and they don't have to go someplace and leave all, everything they love behind them. Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading, 226-8350. All right, let's get going on Obamacare. Obamacare. The governor of Minnesota stands up and says, now Minnesota, it embraced, it grabbed, it rubbed its face against it. It fondled it, it even twerked it. Obamacare. It did this because it loved Obamacare. The governor of Minnesota has just said Obamacare is not affordable. It is, the rates are exploding. This is right behind the big article here in California. The rates are skyrocketing. That's the word they use, skyrocketing in California. People that got this, you know, that were forced into buying this, forced. Okay, you ready for this? Let me say it again. Forced into buying it by this president and this wacky Supreme Court decision, were forced to buy this insurance. And now they're saying maybe you better shop around because it's going to get expensive. And in some cases, many cases, it's not just the 30% raise. It's 60% on people on fixed incomes. And even with the money, you know, the money that's given to them, the vouchers, it is still going up. 20 to 30%.
People who do not qualify for the freebie stuff are finding that their premiums are going from 50, 60 bucks a month up to 300, 400, 500 a month. That's insanity. You're penalizing people for being productive.
And well, that's it. If you make X amount of dollars, like, you know, and, but you know, and so it, as Dr. Doug McConnell has said many times, if you go, if you take that raise and you get a $5,000 a year raise, you have just lost $15,000 in your salary because of the health care. It is in such poor condition that they're telling people to shop outside the Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act is a lie. It is no longer affordable. And who is raising the rates? The insurance companies. Why? Because they're losing their hat over this. Because all these people that were supposed to get into it, all these young people, all these people that were not going to, you know, it's not, wasn't going to cost them anything because they weren't going to ever go be seen by the doctor or a hospital. It, you know, I'd rather pay the $300 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And not get into this thing, not be forced into it. So the people that are in it are those indigenous, indigent people who don't have the money. And so they don't have the money, so we have to pay for those. And they used a doctor, but the emergency rooms are still being flooded. Another lie we were told. Oh, no, emergency rooms will not be flooded anymore. We'll have more time there. Wrong. It's gotten worse. And yeah. Why? There's not enough doctors. And there's not enough doctors because some doctors say, I'm not taking this. It doesn't pay me. I lose money if I take these people. If I take these patients, I lose money. I won't be able to keep my doors open. A disastrous plan that people said. Now, was it totally disastrous? No. The idea that that you can't be if you have an existing condition, they're not going to insure you. You know, that was, you know, I am glad that's gone for people, because what happens if you change jobs and you need insurance? And you've got something, and you've got, you know, something has occurred since your last, you know, once you had insurance maybe 10 years ago. That needs to be kept in there somehow. But the Affordable Care Act needs to be scrapped and something else, or, you know, and put in its place. If indeed it's going to be, it's health care should be something you could get in this country.
Yeah.
And be affordable. This is a great, great, great country. Something should, something should be available for our people like that, especially children and elderly. But it can't be this giveaway to the, because we didn't change anything except insurance companies were guaranteed payment.
Yep.
There's nothing, they didn't do anything about the number of doctors, they didn't do anything, any of this stuff. What a mess we have done. As Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass it to see what it's in. Hey, Nancy, should have read it.
They haven't done a thing about the $500 Tylenols that they're handing out in hospitals. That's just insane. $500 for a Tylenol tablet just because the nurse walked over and handed it to
you. Did you see it cost $39 for the father to hold his son because it was skin-to-skin contact? Cost him $39. And he goes, why am I paying $39 to hold my son? And they go, well, you know, we had to have another person in the room or somebody here to help, you know, carry it over. And they charged him $39 to pick up his son and hold him.
My mouth hangs open.
I know. If you think I am just kidding you, I'm not. If you think I'm just kidding you, I'm not. You can, you know, I hate to say it, but you can Google it and look it up. And it's true. $39 because it was skin-to-skin contact. Well, what if I had gloves on? Would it still be that much? Yeah. Nick. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing wonderful. Am I on?
You're on, buddy.
Hey, listen, I went over to Pulse Healthcare.
But wait a minute, Nick.
Yo.
Don't be saying anything where I have to bleep you, okay?
Oh, you won't. Okay. I've cleaned up my language. I went to counseling.
Okay.
I paid for it myself. Hey, listen, I went over to Pulse Healthcare.
Yeah.
And I had a conversation with the doctor, and he told me.
Pulse is good.
He told me that doctors won't come to Reading anymore because their wives won't let them. Their wives are concerned about the homeless problem and the crimes. And in the last 48 months, we've in fact lost 48 doctors from this area here. But getting to the point about not having insurance, I've got a son that's 26, and he chose to do the fine, and it was $600 this last year. Pulse has an independent lab over there that's new to the area, and they are giving a 75% discount for cash if you use that lab. And that's something that people might consider because lab fees are just way outrageous.
Yeah, thank.
Okay, now, Pulse Care is Dr. Danuka's, I believe. Pulse Surge. Is this the one that's right next to Cornerstone Bank?
That's it.
Yeah, that's the Danuka's place. It's a great place. Linda goes in there. Dr. Primla Danuka will be here as our guest talking about breast cancer and other cancers, Breast Cancer Awareness Month here at 8 o'clock, and about the new treatments and everything. But, yeah, they have got something that the test results are sent, believe it or not, to North Carolina, I believe. And it saves, you know, they get the test back the next day, and it's a lot cheaper. So
75% cash discount.
Yeah,
well, have a great day. Thank you for having me on.
That's it. You're not going to say anything about.
I feel like I'm about ready to go over the edge.
Okay,
I'm call
all right.
The
you know
right
what?
Now.
You know what Linda said? Yeah, Linda said yesterday. She said, you know what? We cannot finish the show with a cut. You know, slit your wrist. Type of show. She said, we got to come up with something at the end. So at least it's positive to come back the next day. And I went, okay, I got that. We're going to do that,
Carl,
today.
You know what I have noticed that I wanted to bring up?
Okay.
Well, need you to speak up just a bit, Nick.
The record searchlight has nothing positive in it about Donald Trump.
The what doesn't?
The record searchlight.
Yeah. Or,
and I wanted to thank you for not having Carol Ferguson on for a while, because maybe that'll kind of teach them a lesson to the news that we're craving in this area.
Well, positive, you know, the other thing they don't have, and this is just, you know, in case people have noticed, is there's never been a pro-gun article in there. They are more than happy to put anti-gun articles in there, you know, but they've never put a pro-gun article in there.
Pretty sure that's from the mothership now.
It is. It's from Gannett. Now that's what I mean. They said they were not going to pick, you know, endorse anybody. Gannett's gone out and endorsed Hillary. So I'm just waiting to see what Record Searchlight's going to do. I would find it interesting if they did endorse Hillary, because it goes against 65 or 70% of what people believe up here in this whole area.
And this certainly isn't a news media that's representing this area up here and feeding the news that we want.
Let's just start another newspaper.
I'm getting on. My blood pressure's going up.
Okay,
you wanna
get off.
$20 for my session today.
Okay, no. You get off. Sit down. Take an aspirin. You'll be okay.
I will. Thank
all right.
You.
Thanks,
good
Nick.
Day.
All
righty.
Thanks, Nick.
Hey, you know, maybe the folks over at Lantern need to, you know, up their game and publish more frequently or something. Come out a couple of times a week. They are weekly right now, aren't they?
You know, I'm going to have
Red.
Yeah, it's digital, and I'm going to have Red on, because you know he does a lot of research on things, and I haven't had him on for a long time.
You must be able to pick up a printing press on eBay or something.
Well, you know what? Okay, Reversion Selmo, when he was here, and this is true. He comes to me. He goes, he says, Carl, find out if Shingletown paper that went up there.
Mm-hmm.
He says, find out if it's for sale.
No.
And of course it's for sale. It's always for sale. And, or at least it was. And he said, you research it and you find out that one of the things that Record Searchlight makes money on is these, you know, these notices, you know, the public notices.
Right. The paper of record.
Yeah, the paper. Well, guess what? That one up in Shingletown is too. So you could do all that stuff in Shingletown. And then if you think about it, and so why do a lot of people buy the paper? Well, besides about what's going on. But what about advertising? You know how that Thursday paper's got all the stuff in for the weekend? What if you had a paper that came in, you know, like the Shingletown paper, that had all that advertising, had all the public notices, and had news of a more conservative point, and it comes out a couple of days a week? They're set up for it up there.
Yeah.
I wonder how much that would cost. Anyway, Reverge wanted to find out. And then he turned around and he wanted to find out how much the Record Searchlight was.
Wouldn't that have been interesting?
Whoa. Boy, did I get some phone calls on that one. Why do you think he wants to buy it? Why do you think he wants to buy it? Reverge stirred the pot.
Yeah.
And I love doing it. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me see if we can see how much they want for that paper. Silas, how much do you think your parentship would want for your paper right here? Yeah. Why?
Was the guy perfect? No, but he could certainly stir some conversation.
Yeah. Who are you going to have run it? Hey, got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty. Ted, who's, by the way, is on his way back to Atlanta, yeah. Georgia. Ted, for the National Wild Turkey Association. Right. Ted is one of the founding members out here of the National Wild Turkey Federation and has started the Junior Hunters Program, which he was recognized nationally for. And that's, you know, so he's on his way back there. But his firearms company and his teaching is probably one of the best you are going to find in the all of California, if not everywhere. I just saw an article in a national magazine and about training, and the guy was saying, "Oh, this is all such great new stuff," you know, and he had photos and all this, and I laughed because this is the kind of stuff that Ted and his instructors, all of them NRA pros, have been teaching for years, and in fact, one of the things they were teaching is just diametrically opposed to what everybody else teaches. In this article, and I couldn't figure out why they'd even do that. But Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete CCW training in California. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. This is his business. He doesn't do this part-time. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Ranger Rick.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else, brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear
think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Bad Bob Longy. Trish is on her way to Reno this morning. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8, and I am joined by Vince Stevenson and Dr. Maria Salas. Good morning, you two. What are you two doing here? No, I invited you.
Good morning.
I just thought, okay, you had a big meeting last night to discuss D&E.
Yep.
Excellent. And?
D&E, Proposition 61, Measure H. We actually went through all the propositions.
Great.
We had Pete Conate up here from Sacramento. And he gave us kind of a rundown as to what the halls are talking about down in Sacramento.
Okay.
But then after we kind of passed through all the different propositions and Measure H, we got into D&E. And we got into it with a specific focus, one, just to answer questions for those people who are undecided or still had some concerns. And then we went to an alternative plan.
Okay, what's the alternative plan?
We got
9 minutes.
Well, we broke down as a group. We recognized the things that we had issue with about the way that the plan was developed previously. Just to review that, remember we spent $155,000 to have the blueprint done. Then they wanted to keep the blueprint from us, and the Record Searchlight did their thing, and so on. So all these things recognized with all the backroom dealings that went on and so on, and the lack of participation from the community, we recognized that the process was extremely important to us. So we actually went through a list of things that were going to be things that we measured the process and the finished product by. A lot of those are obvious things like transparency, accountability, involvement with the community, so on. It really comes down to a lot of immediate impacts needed to be made. That's one of the things that we're not recognizing and seeing as a weakness in this current plan. Is that there's no immediate impacts. I mean,
no,
it's
18
months out. And
there's no jail.
Yep.
So the only thing, like we talked about yesterday, would be to put $4 million, and Paletti said it too, put $4 million into it and put like 150 of our prisoners in the Shasta County Jail, pay more if we have to, but get them out of here.
And
then that would open up 150 spots.
And you hit it right on, Carl, yesterday when you were talking to the chief. And I think that's something the group kind of actually pushed as well. Keep in mind, this is a work in progress. We're trying to create something that we can all get behind. It would be, at least based on the group that met last night, it would be a specific tax. And so that's something different that's going to require people to work together and actually commit to it. A little different than what we've got now. But committing additional dollars towards in the short term, getting these prisoners out of here and getting them into places to open up beds to where we can actually arrest more people, that is a significant impact to this. Along with that is the hiring of CSOs immediately. So getting on this and trying to figure out if we can get the interview process going, the background checks, all these kind of things.
This is the hardest part. Sitting on the Highway Patrol Board, I mean, we're going to meet again next month. Seeing what they go through to actually find somebody. I mean, to find somebody that hasn't used drugs in 2 years, that's very difficult.
Right.
And then you go through the whole process of writing and being able to write and actually be able to write at a certain level, like 12th grade.
And that's why we can't start in 18 months. We got to get it right now.
Well, and I understand that. And they should be lining people up. And Plenty had like 300 people out there to be able to get down to two.
Right.
So you think about this, and you think how many people it takes to get into, all the things they have to do. Hell, the Highway Patrol starts with something like 16,000 to get 200,
yep.
you know, into a class. And then they lose 40% of the class. So it's not easy, but you're right. We have to be very proactive. We have to have these people lined up and sitting there. And let's go to the phones. Ranger Rick.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Fine.
Hey, that Shasta College measure, man, I'm not voting for it, not voting for the tax for the police and all that stuff. But that's another story. But I'm glad you talked about that article about maybe the Shasta Lantern and those legal notices that the record searchlight gets. You know, we need to talk. You are onto an idea. There is money involved in filing fictitious business statements and publication. I used to work for a legal newspaper in Los Angeles, Metropolitan News. Very prominent. That was the bulk of their money. So you're on to something. I don't see why somebody can't stand out in front of the county recorder's office and, you know, with the forms right there, like they used to do, and just, you know, line them up.
Are you volunteering?
Collect the money. What's that?
Are you volunteering?
No, I am not.
Can I ask another, Ranger Rick a quick question?
Yeah, of course. Dr. Maria Salas. What is it, Ranger?
Hopefully I didn't interrupt a thought, but I want to go back to Measure H. What do you know about it? Because supposedly it was touted to help veterans. And the position that you're in, you probably get information maybe that other people don't. So what do you know about Measure H that makes you not
want
to vote?
Well, I'm not comfortable with it. I talked to them. I think everybody needs to go down to Shasta College and look at what they've done to the Veterans Club, which is non-existent. And by the way, I'm no longer in that position, so I can speak freely about it. but they haven't done very much. They're anti-veteran. The club that they used to have down there for the Veterans Club, guess who took that over? It's now a safe place. They got a sign. They kicked the veterans out of there. They took the computers that I gave to them and, you know, trashed them. They closed it off to the veterans. And, there's some kind of safe place where you can't be insulted anymore. And that's what they did to the veterans and the veteran club. Now, they got a lot of veterans out there. They've had some changes. I hope that they, you know, execute on them because I talked to them. I talked to them quite strongly about it when I was in that position. and maybe they'll act. But if you go there, I still have memories of when a veteran objected to a gay pride flag being flown higher than the American flag. The police were involved. They took the veteran away because he was upset. You know, things like that don't go away.
Okay. Well, I just thought you had gotten information.
Okay.
Thank
you. Hey, Ranger Rick, we got to run here. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. Let's finish up on.
Okay.
We need more. You know, I don't have a guest lined up for tomorrow at 8:00. Would you like to come back?
Sure, we can.
So we can spend more time on this, and because there's other things I want to talk about, and I want to talk about veterans voting in local elections, and is CVAC and the VFWs, are you all going to start endorsing people?
We can endorse candidates. We can endorse measures and propositions.
Okay, so you can't do candidates. But you can do measures and propositions.
As a C-19, you're not allowed to do
that. Okay. So. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, you know, the propositions that are going to impact on veterans and D&E because, you know, frankly, I would like somebody, you know, to say, because I stand up and say it every time, one of the people that's pushing D&E just say E doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It just doesn't mean
anything.
Because
it doesn't.
It has no teeth. It just says we're advising you to spend the money that way. And that's fine. But there's nothing you can do if they spend it some other way. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't vote for D. It just means is that let's just be honest about it.
Manage your expectations.
And let's manage your expectations. And if something else comes up, hey, you're supposed to spend all that money on D&E. Well, maybe something's going to come up.
Right.
But people need to understand that. And then at that point, though, if you're upset, then you can do a recall or you can throw them out of office. But everybody just needs – and I want one of the people like Brent to say, you're right. We as a city council are going to spend that money that way, but there is nothing that says there's no hammer.
Yeah,
over our head.
Was just a Band-Aid that they put on.
It was just to show people. It's because it worked in Anderson.
Yep.
Okay.
And that was a big bullet point from last night. People wanted That was from the brainstorm session.
The process was was one of the real big focuses of the session.
Well, I tell you what, let's talk more about this tomorrow. Okay. I thought I was going to have more time with you, and it didn't work out like that.
Real quick, if you would, Carl, the whole point of doing this, guys, just so you, if you're out there listening and you want to know why we're actually attempting this, is because a lot of people said, you know what, I'm not going to vote for it, but we need to do something. And you know what, we recognize that, and we think it's an absolute. So we are going to do something, and we're going to have a plan. And if you need to get a hold of somebody to be a part of it, then let us know, and we'll start inviting you to all the town halls.
But I want to talk about it because I think that there are things we can do immediately.
Yep.
And one of the things is clearing the jail out.
Yep.
And Tom Basinko's going to be on here next week. I'm going to talk to him about that.
And he'll be all rested.
All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after the news with Dr. Primula Danuka. We're going to talk about breast cancer, other cancers, how they can be detected, and the new treatments.
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino right here on KCNR Shasta Reading, where we join Town Hall News in process.
For having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition.
It was a stunning announcement that for the first time bestowed the prestigious award on a musician. The 75-year-old Dylan is the most iconic poet-musician of his generation. Like the 2016 presidential campaign itself, President Obama's time in office is coming down to the final stretch.
The president is entering his final 100 days in office, and White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Mr. Obama plans to spend his remaining time doing the same thing he's done the past 7.5 years.
To use the power of this office to advance the interests of this country, to fight for middle-class families, and to keep our country safe.
Items on the president's to-do list include a passage of a Pacific trade deal, reducing the number of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, and rallying Democrats to elect Hillary Clinton as his successor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On the campaign trail yesterday in Las Vegas, it was Democrat Hillary Clinton saying that she will help create jobs and improve conditions for the middle class.
I believe the economy should work for everyone, not just those at the top. I started a long time ago fighting for kids and families, and I've always been focused on what I call kitchen table issues.
Meanwhile, it was the Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence telling Christians yesterday this election is no time to sit on the sidelines, and described Donald Trump in glowing terms.
Strong, freedom-loving, independent, and willing to fight every day for what he believes in.
Rains are hitting Bermuda today as a Category 4 Hurricane Nicole moves closer. Forecasters calling the storm extremely dangerous. It was tracked this morning with maximum sustained winds of about 130 miles an hour. More at townhall.com.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
German officials say a 22-year-old Syrian man suspected of planning an Islamic extremist bombing attack strangled himself by tying his shirt to the bars of a jail cell.
The Saxony Justice Ministry say that they did do everything that they thought was possible to prevent suicide. They had him interviewed by a psychiatrist, and he was talking about long-term things, such as whether his actions in prison would affect his trial. So she determined that he was not in acute danger of suicide, but at the same time, they did give him a pair of pants with no belt, and they also did order regular checks of his cell.
That is correspondent David Reising in Berlin. He says the government is coming under a lot of criticism for not watching the man more closely. The Dutch government says it wants to draft a new law that would allow people who consider their lives to be completed to get help and die in a so-called dignified way. It's a latest step in the development of the Netherlands' liberal mercy-killing laws. One group for the elderly, though, is calling it both unnecessary and undesirable. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Thailand's royal palace says that King Bhumibol, the world's longest reigning monarch, has died at age 88.
The youngest son of a Thai prince, Bhumibol Adulyadej, was thrust upon the throne at the age of 18 after the unexplained death of his brother. With the support of successive military rulers, he set about rebuilding the prestige of the monarchy. The king showed a genuine interest in rural development, and buoyed by palace propaganda, many Thais came to develop an almost religious affection for him. His constitutional powers were limited, but he did use his semi-divine status to influence government.
That's BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits remains at a 43-year low after the latest figures out from the Labor Department this morning. Long-term mortgage rates are higher this week as the prospect of a year-end interest rate increase by the Federal Reserve appears to be more likely. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Bad Bob Longy. Trish is on her way to Reno today, so she wanted to leave early because, you know, 45-mile-per-hour winds, rain. In fact, what's it going to look like, Bob?
You do not want to be up in the mountains if you can help it today and throughout most of the weekend. 61 degrees in town right now. The local forecast is for showers early this morning. In fact, looking at the KCNR weather radar, we do see some shower bands moving around north of town. 100% chance of rain tonight with gusts up to 40 miles an hour, and that's going to taper off a little bit tomorrow and then kick back in for the weekend. There is a special weather statement from the National Weather Service that I'm bringing up right now. Slick roads, a lot of flooding and potential in some areas, clogged gutters and drains. Also, the breezy winds may bring down branches and maybe even some trees that are not in the best of condition. So it's our first big wintry storm, and that will be heading throughout the weekend. Again, it is coming. Try that again. We're at 61 degrees.
It's easy for you to say.
Yes, indeed. Shasta Lake at 72 feet. We look for that number to actually start heading in the other direction. And this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. It's a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. They do discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. A couple announcements. This weekend, Linda has her CD release party at Armando's Friday and Saturday. And Saturday sold out, my friends. There may be a couple seats left for tomorrow night, but if it is, you need to give Armando's a call and line up your reservations. But it's the release of her new CD. She's got them all. It sounds just wonderful. And it's going to be a Parisian type of decor over at Armando's. So that should be really interesting. Tickets are $35. But for the $35, that includes an appetizer. So, then you pick dinner of whatever kind you want, and that's on you. But the music and we'll be there two sets. I think you have a great time. Like I said, Saturday night sold out. So if you want to be there on Friday, just give Armando's a call. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, you talk about a full jewelry store. Full, it has all of it. Has everything you need. They can design jewelry. They can build jewelry. They can repair jewelry. They've got the only trained watch repairman in all of in the whole area right here. It's a full service store. You can't get any better. The prices are fair. The people that own it, Rebecca and Henry, are just outstanding people. You can't do any better than Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Give them a call, 222-2750. Now, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And if it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we have Dr. Prana Dhanuka. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah.
I know. Gosh, what's going on? And your husband, I mean, you see him all the time, and I've got to, like, run him down. You know, we have to – and we have – the only time he has time is, like, on a weekend. So, you know.
No, you catch hold of him.
I get home on a weekend and do that. Okay. You, of course, are an oncologist. And have in your in the, your practice is
Base Cancer Center,
okay.
2145 Code Street.
Code Street, and you've been coming in here for several years and talking about different types of cancers, and Breast Cancer Awareness
yes.
Month. So, it's one of the things is that it can be detected early.
Absolutely.
So, and Linda just went through. She started with the. I think it was a thermal,
oh.
I know, whatever it is. And then she went to for the breast exam, the
mammogram.
Mammogram, thank you. I'm in here making, you know what, if people could just see the
expressions you're making.
Yeah, the, you know, how I'm going, it's, you know, it's that in mammogram. There you go for that. So talk to us about, are there have there been any changes or anything on the horizon here or on breast cancer?
There were a few controversies that came about 2 years or so about mammogram being yearly or every other year. We are still in the middle of it. No final verdict on that. But we are still doing yearly as far as high-risk patients are concerned, somebody who has had breast cancer before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still we are doing yearly for those. There is a concern for exposure to the radiation with the mammogram, so that's why they want to cut it down also. And there is some data that it doesn't help as much. I mean, so they are trying to, like I said, there are two camps. We don't know where we are going to go at the end of it. But it's still ongoing. It depends on the risk. Average risk, population risk for breast cancer is about 12% lifetime risk.
Oh, okay. So it's, women have a 12%?
Actually, 12% of the women will have breast cancer in their lifetime. But
okay.
Average women has about 8.5% lifetime risk.
Okay.
So...
And breast cancer is one of those cancers that we've talked about that, if found early, detected early, can be stopped in a lot of cases.
Absolutely. It's one of the cancers we have actually done well as an oncologist. And I feel happy to say that, you know, we can say that we have made improvement in life of people. The breast cancer mortality has reduced so much. Even the incidence of breast cancer has reduced in last 10 years so much more than it was before. And all this is to increase public awareness, education, and, of course, reduction in hormone replacement therapy, which we were giving much more before, that has come about. Added to those is the early detection programs that have been in place for a long time, and it's helping to detect even smaller size breast cancer, and we are able to take care of it in early stages so people don't die. Mortality from the breast cancer is so much less as compared to what the incidence is, so which is great.
But it has to be detected.
It has to be detected.
And let's take a quick break, and let's go back and talk about this.
Sure.
Because if people don't do this,
mm-hmm.
if they don't detect it, then... You know, if it grows and spreads, there's not too much you can do about it.
Absolutely.
Except try to make them comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that and this cancer is detectable. It is treatable, and people can live out a full lives, it will go into remission or it just goes away.
Yeah, there are so many millions of people right now, about 2.6 million people who are breast cancer survivors. So, which is great if you look at it, because you don't hear those numbers in most other cancers that we have.
No, you don't. And and there's going to be a lot of events here in the next few weeks about what's going on with that. But let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people, they're a veteran-owned business that takes really good care of their customers, extremely good care of their customers, whether it's air conditioning or heating. And right now it's going to start getting cold, so you might want to have him come over and check, or his people come over and check your furnaces, check your heating systems, check the filters, check the back areas, check all of that, your air ducts, and make sure that you're going to be prepared for the winter that's coming. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. A veteran-owned business does just great work. We totally endorse Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Dr. Primula Dhanuka, and we're talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month and how you can the new techniques for finding or detecting breast cancer. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. You need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council, and vote for a brighter future.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Big Bike Weekend 2016 thunders into the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center beginning October 14th. Sign up to participate now at BigBikeWeekend.com and check the schedule of events. The Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, followed by a barbecue dinner and street dance at the Rodeo Grounds. The Big Bike Poker Run and your chance to win $10,000. Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, raffles and prizes, vendors, non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bob Bed on the main stage. Take part or be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. Big Bike Weekend 2016 is family friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center in Reading, Friday, October 14th through Sunday the 16th. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, and Riggs Media Consulting. For registration or for a schedule of events, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
My name is Steve Morgan, and I'm running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. One of the accomplishments that I'm very proud of is the acquisition of two new Type 1 and one new wildland fire engines for the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District while I was chairman. It was possible to purchase this equipment by pursuing and getting past the benefit assessment. Now my fire district has up-to-date and improved equipment. As chair of the Shasta Mosquito District, we were able to raise our own mosquito fish by purchasing the tanks and equipment necessary. By raising our own fish, we can be sure to have enough fish to serve Shasta County without having to use outside sources. I was also able to assist with the formation of the union for the workers of the Mosquito District and to have a mutually beneficial contract between the workers and the district. I ask for your vote. So remember, your vote counts.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460
AM. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, except Trish Clark is on her way to Reno today. She wanted to escape the rain, so she's left a little bit early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here with Bad Bob Longy. 61 degrees going up to 70. Of course we're going to have lots of rain today. And heavy winds, so try to stay out of the mountains. And if you have trees that may have branches that are a little suspect, you may want to stay away from them too. This week, we have a couple things that are happening. We've got the strikeout, domestic violence, bowl-a-thon at the Shasta Lanes, October the 14th, tomorrow, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you get a team of four together and raise money for domestic violence prevention. All the money goes to One Safe Place. What they'd like to have is each one of the bowlers raise $100 for it, so $400 per team. Registration fee is $12 per person, includes 2 hours of bowling and shoeing. This is the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, and they're striking out domestic violence. Stand Down 2016 is going to be next weekend, October 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's a hand up, not a hand out. It's for all homeless veterans and for other veterans, too, that may need some help here with job services and unemployment insurance information, medical services. County Veterans Service Office will be there. Driver's license and identification from DMV will be there. Clothing and hygiene comfort kits. All types of general assistance, CalWORKs, food stamps, entertainment, and more. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Thursday and Friday. Homeless veterans, women and men, active duty personnel, veterans, and their significant others are welcome. And you can bring your dogs, too. For more information, call 605-8114. The North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2016. Okay. And we're here with Dr. Primla Danuka, and we're talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the things that are happening. Okay. When we left, we talked about how that early detection is the secret.
Absolutely.
So, tell our listeners what a woman should do Okay, it's time for my monthly checkup or whatever it is. What should a woman do?
See, right now, this is a basically plain rule for all cancers. If we detect them early, we can do much better treatment-wise and even get cured. So early stages, cure is possible. Later stages, cure is not possible. At that time, you can only help, support, take care of the patient and like you said, stage four, mostly palliative and comfort care is there.
Right.
So our goal is to detect early when it's small and attempt cure. That's what we want. Breast cancer, fortunately, is one of those cancers which has achieved this because of mass screening programs that we have had in place for quite some time now. And mammogram is one of them. We were doing yearly mammograms on almost all our patients above 50 years, before, and some high risk, depending on the risk, their recommendation.
Somebody in your family had it, or
if you have high risk history, so you have to go checklist those few things. Let me just quickly go over those ones.
Sure.
High risk history is any family member having breast cancer history. More than one, even higher. Any history of ovarian cancer in the family. Any genetic related cancer, male person in the family having breast cancer, that adds to your risk.
And males can get breast cancer.
Absolutely. 1% of the breast cancers are in males. So that is something to remember also. There is new data coming out that even prostate cancer in the male members of the family adds to your risk as a woman for having breast cancer. Really interesting, right?
I thought that all men were going to get prostate cancer at some point, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you live long enough.
That's not there, but it is pretty high. So right. They're saying even male members, if they have prostate cancer in the family.
If they're younger, like there's not. Yeah. Okay.
Then it adds to the risk for the female members.
Wow.
Breast cancer. I was reading it and I said, wow, that's pretty. So this is what is coming out, and there is
something
data.
Something else the men can be blamed for. That's just what it is. Okay.
So that adds to your risk. And if you're aware of these risks, then you can discuss with your doctor. And sometimes a Jewish, Ashkenazi Jewish family background, that adds to it.
Really? So an ethnic background can
ethnic
add to it?
Background.
Okay. So if you've got a Jewish background, that can also add to it.
That can add to genetic related risk factors.
Now, that's the first time I ever heard that.
Yeah, it's very high in that particular subgroup.
Really?
But there are other ethnic backgrounds which have higher incidence.
Okay.
Younger age cancers are more in African Americans.
Okay.
So that is something to remember as well. And their mortality is much higher than the whites for multiple reasons. So that is something they have to be more aware.
It's probably I can think of two or three reasons for that.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know. Mainly because maybe the checkups aren't being done and all that
access
kind of stuff.
To healthcare
access
is
to
one,
healthcare, yes.
That's is one. And awareness, access, those, you know, common things that play a big role in our early detection like we are talking. So those things place you at a higher risk. And there are most of the websites, actually, they give you an index. You can fill your information and they can say whether you're high risk or not. So it's a simple thing. If you have access to the internet, you can get to those. And if you think you're a high risk, you can request your doctor to schedule the screening mammograms for you at an early age, earlier than the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if the family member was affected even earlier than that, they can start from that age. So those are some of the things to try. Mammogram has been useful, but in younger patients, mammograms have not been proven to be very useful because of the denseness of the breasts. In those cases, the MRIs are better, but being expensive, it causes additional. So you have to kind of figure out what you're going to be doing about it. But they're at least helpful. So you need to be under constant surveillance monitoring program too for early detection.
Well, Linda has dense breast. And so that's why when I did a thermal, and we had a lady on that did those.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, though, and so they can see if there's heat in a certain area.
Yeah, this is a new technique they're kind of developing. It's not so much as an established right now, but it is coming up, and some centers are trying it out. So I'm not very well aware how they're done, but I am hearing about those coming up.
So what she did was, because there was a heat, you know, a signature there.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went down to get
the
mammogram.
The mammogram after
that. Like that. So it was interesting to see how that worked, because that was something I had not heard of. But we had talked about the MRI, which will really go through there.
Right.
And but that's not covered by your insurance.
Yeah. But if you have if they can basically make you a high risk in a medical records, then I think insurance do cover it at that point.
Okay. So self-exam, though, I mean, is that a big thing?
Self-exam, I'm a big proponent of self-exam, and I think women always should do it. We were doing it a lot before. Somehow, along the way, they found that it is not being helpful, and so they've kind of almost given up on that. Though I really think women checking themselves, it doesn't do any harm. You are doing it yourself. Once a month, breast self-exam, we were recommending to everybody. And I was actually teaching how to do it. Two different positions, and you do once a month. At least you keep an eye on you know your body better than anybody else.
You know if something's wrong there.
Yeah. So.
And if they do find something, I mean, it doesn't mean that it's cancer, but it's something different. And they need to have somebody look at it.
That's all you have to check. I mean, if you see any swelling, any pain, any lump feeling, any increase in size of breast, any alteration in the skin at the nipple, any discharge other than the milk discharge, puckered nipple, so those kind of things you have to be aware of. And if you see those happening, just have your doctor check it out. It may not be cancer, but it's worth having checked out and get it looked at.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. It's kind of it's hard to do a segue from breast examination into budget blinds. Bob, how would you do that?
You're handling it skillfully, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, and I tell you how I can do this. And while you're doing a breast exam, you should close the blinds into your room. And speaking of blinds, budget blinds, Jerry and his people.
That's a good one, Carl.
Jerry and his people will come to your house. They're going to look at your windows, and they're going to find out the exact right window covering for you. They're really good people, and it's going to be – they've got solar shades. They've got all of these things that they can look at that's going to fit your decor. It's going to fit your budget. Budget blinds. And you know what? They know exactly what to do, and they're going to help you with ideas. When it comes to dealing with your windows, what about function? What about the total – you want total darkness? You want filtered light? What about lining? They can handle all of that. So give them a call, 226-9027, or check out their website, budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Primula DeNuca.
My name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. Yeah. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 62 degrees going up to 70 today. We're going to have lots of rain. How much rain? Lots of rain. How much rain, Bob?
Depending on where you're at, high elevations could see up to a foot. Down here, we're probably looking at about, over the weekend, 4 or 5 inches.
4 or 5 inches of rain this weekend?
Yeah.
That's a lot of rain.
It is indeed. Now, of course, that's going to be kind of, if you may be in a spot that gets half an inch, you may be in a spot that gets five or six.
Jeez. Okay. All right, buddy. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway. It's a veteran-owned business. It's the best barbershop in the world. Maybe the universe. it's a man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They are great people down there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. Hey, tonight at Tobacco and Brew, they're going to have their Crowned Heads Roadshow from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm going to be down there right at 5 o'clock and going down there and seeing what they're doing. They're introducing a new line of cigars, and it's going to be a great time there. And if you inside and a big ventilation system so you can have that, enjoy that cigar, and talk to people about what their new line is there. And that's going to be the Crowned Heads Roadshow at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's going to be going tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. So a lot of things happening tonight, but that's the first place I'm going to roll into. Okay, we're here with Dr. Primla Dinuga, and we're talking our local oncologist here, and the name of your practice?
Pace Cancer Center.
Pace Cancer Center.
2145 Court Street.
And is there a phone number on that?
530-247-1425.
Pace Cancer Center. And we're talking about, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And we're talking about breast cancer, and next month is lung cancer, so we'll be listening to the good doctor again next month. I don't know, there's so many cancers. There must be colon cancer month. And then there's cervical cancer month. Is there one of those?
They do have. Every month they have a different cancer.
Isn't that? That's kind of sad in a way.
If we start talking about it every month, and I'll get to be here every month.
Every month we're going to be talking about. Because I think it's important that one of the things that I've learned since I've been, since the doctor's been here, is that they're curable if caught. Not only breast cancer, but also colon cancer and
all
cervical
of them.
Cancer.
As long as we detect them early, right. We can cure them.
Lung cancer?
Lung cancer too, even lung cancer.
So, see, this is why we have this show. You know, it's well worth, an hour out of everybody's schedule to learn how to save the lives of a loved one. Because it's not – sometimes our loved ones will go into denial. Is this true?
All patients, this is our natural response, human response. Whenever we see shocking news like that, first reaction is denial. People...
Oh, no, yeah. Is it denial and then what's the next thing you go into?
Anger, denial. Anger,
yeah.
Denial, and the other
arguing,
thing is arguing, not, why. That question is always...
You're questioning, why is this happening to me?
Exactly.
I mean, I've lived a difficult life.
So it's our
life.
Natural response that comes about.
I think if I was – never mind. It has nothing to do with cancer. okay. So, even though the people – the doctor, the medical profession has gotten away from the self-exam, you still say it's a good idea.
I think it doesn't hurt anybody.
Doesn't hurt.
It doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. And it gives women more role or partnership in our own health. Why not? What does anybody have to lose in it?
Yeah, that's what I – heck – I can't understand that. Yeah. It is why, why even the medical profession would even say
it's
that.
Just committees, they don't recommend it, or they have put it down on the lower level of recommendation. So that's about.
Okay. Now we've talked about how you can find out if you're in the high risk group.
Mm-hmm.
And you said there's websites that, that
you can even go on the websites of American Cancer Society or the Komen, nonprofit.
Right.
You can go and over there, and they can actually assess your risk. There are some parameters, and you put in information, and they can say, okay, this is your risk.
Okay.
So if you come into the high-risk category, you need to talk to your doctor. If you come into an average risk, then you know how frequently you can do your mammogram.
Those will give you ideas.
Okay. Those will help.
Or give you guidelines, I should say.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are they coming closer to – I know if you detect it, you can go in and do different things. What are some of the treatments for people with breast cancer?
Resection, lumpectomy is the most common procedure we do while saving the breast.
Okay, what's a lumpectomy? Is that just
lumpectomy means taking the cancer out with decent margins and still have breast tissue there.
Right.
So mastectomy, which we used to do before, means taking out the breast out.
Right.
But it leaves the breast tissue there, depending on the size of breast. So it's a procedure to keep the women's some women are very affected by breasts, and nowadays in the age of implants, actually, it's not that big a deal as it was before.
Right.
But I think it's very useful because you can still have your breast, and even after having the surgery done for breast cancer.
Do you leave, and I'm asking this, but if the cancer is inside the breast and you can take out the cancer in this, but is the flesh still left there, or is it like, or is everything just taken?
What they do is they take the whole cancer. I'm not a surgeon, so I can't give them.
Okay.
But they take out the cancer itself with usual margins about 1 centimeter
okay.
around it, and kind of like scoop the whole thing out.
Okay.
But leave the remaining breast tissue there intact.
Okay.
And they do get radiation
afterwards.
As a prevention for any future cancers.
All right. People have talked about, I think Angelina Jolie is the most famous person that's done this, that she's done a double mastectomy as a preventative preventative course because she was a high risk.
Absolutely. And remember we were talking about the high risk patients, and she had genetic high risk. There are environmental high risk, there are genetic high risk. So she had genetic high risk when she was tested for BRCA mutation, CA1 and CA2, BRCA1, BRCA2 mutation. These are DNA alteration mutations.
Oh, okay.
So she was tested positive on that. So that's why she chose to, as a preventive prophylactic measure, take out both the breasts and go for implants.
Okay.
Which is her choice. That's one of the options available.
There's been other people, too, that I know that have done that and had in one breast and then had both breasts.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if there is a risk and the lifetime risk is higher in genetic high-risk people, then they don't want to take that chance.
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand that. It keeps you alive.
Absolutely.
And, it keeps you with your family.
Yeah, so that's the way of looking. Everybody, can make their own decisions and choices about it. But if the risk is that high, then they choose to go.
Are there any cutting edge? I shouldn't say cutting because that's surgery. But are there any types of treatments that you've heard of that that are coming that are, that you go, wow, that's going to be, when they get this one perfected, it's going to be great?
I don't think there's anything new coming out. We have been doing seeds before, like we were doing for prostate, and didn't pan out as well as we were expecting it to be, cause more local.
Now the seed was what?
Radioactive seeds. They
isotopes
were placing.
Or something?
Yeah.
And you put in next to it.
Yeah, in the after the surgery.
Uh-huh.
But it caused a lot of fistulas, healing problems, so that didn't go as well. Nothing striking right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's, the advances are small, but steady.
Small steps, yeah.
Small steps. Okay. We're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. She is she's an oncologist here and has her own practice right here in town and is very well known and respected. And we really like having her on the show and talking about these different cancers because.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, you know what, doctor? It's, if it can be, if one person's life is saved by listening to this show, then it's more than worth it. We've done our job.
Yeah.
And for gents that listen to the show, we have a lot of women listen to the show, but also it's something that you can talk to your wife about too.
Absolutely.
You know, and if there's, and that if detected early, it is not a death sentence by any means.
Not at all. Even people who are detected in advanced cases, they live for a long time with the breast cancer. In fact, I was reading a few weeks ago, one patient has survived 27 years with advanced breast cancer treatment. So that is remarkable. That's the first one with that long history.
My goodness. Well, you know what? There's been such advances in so many different things.
Yeah.
And this has got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but HIV.
Yes.
People, it used to be a death sentence.
And it's no longer that.
And it no longer is that. Which has kind of boomeranged because they've got no drugs and people can live normal lives. That there's a resurgence of it because people are not taking care of their bodies and they're starting to spread it again.
Yeah. So, there are cures they're coming up with. So that's amazing right there.
It's amazing. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show, cures and keeping things, you know, in a copacetic way is kind of leads to our next advertiser, Bastiani Arms, because it's a solution too when you're hunting. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Great people. Started the business 8 years ago. We've been advertising with them and going to them. The only place I will buy a gun is from Bastiani Arms because of their customer service, the great people they have down there, the gunsmithing. They have everything I could possibly want when I'm buying guns or guns accessories, scopes, optics, any types of optics, reloading equipment. They have it all, plus classes on concealed carry and hunting, safety. All at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur, Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter till nine right here on Thursday, October the 13th.
I'm Adam McElvain, candidate for Reading City Council, and I'm asking for your vote this November. I am a veteran, local business owner, father, and husband. I'm ready for Reading to start moving in a new direction. I began attending city council meetings over 10 years ago, and I have served as a city commissioner for over 6 years. As a veteran and father of two small children, public safety is my number one priority. We need to feel safe on the street, at home, at work, and on the trails. As a candidate for Reading City Council, I have introduced concrete, tangible solutions to improve our economy and create jobs. We need business innovation. We need to draw young people to our city. And we need to give our businesses the ability to be competitive in the global economy. Please vote for me this November. Vote Adam McElvain for Reading City Council and vote for a brighter future.
It's tent sale time this weekend, all weekend, and Reading Key is moving them all to the Mount Shasta Mall. This is the big one.
You'll save lots of money with 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2016 Optimas, Fortes, and Rios, and 2017 Fortes and Sorentos.
Get $2,500 Kia customer cash on all 2016 Fortes and Optimas.
Choose from 52 new Optimas and 38 new Sorentos while they last.
And leasing's easy with $6,900 Kia lease cash on 16 Sedonas and $4,600 Kia lease cash on 17 Sorentos.
Don't miss this sale this weekend at the Mount Shasta Mall. All of the cars will be there and priced to move.
Complimentary oil changes for life with every vehicle purchased. It's going to be fun.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charges on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Must lease through Kia Motors Finance. Release offer ends 10/31.
Reading Kia is at the Mount Shasta Mall this weekend.
ReadingKia.com.
My name is Steve Morgan, and I'm running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. What or where is District 4? District 4 includes Castella, Lakehead, Mountain Gate, City of Shasta Lake, and Northeast Reading. I retired after 32 and a half years from Mare Island Naval Shipyard in Vallejo. Part of that time was spent supervising around 50 to 100 people on three shifts, overhauling the front end of nuclear submarines, managing budgets and design problems. Recently, as chair of LAFCO, working with the special districts, cities, county, and the executive officer, I helped to facilitate the completion of long overdue 50-plus MSRs and SOIs. This required leadership and good communication skills to help keep everyone on the same page. I ask for your vote. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Bob Longy. Of course, Trish Clark is usually here on Thursdays, but she's on her way to Reno. And she said, gave me a call last night and asked if I would mind if she left a little bit early today. And I said, of course. Small town girl.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the latest weather updates because this is
going to be bad.
This is going to be it's what they call a bomb off the
coast.
And
it could hit. I mean, yeah, it could hit as you're going up there. And the higher up you get, I mean, don't be surprised if you're going to get. We could be getting snow along the 5. That could be slowing people down. You could be getting it up in, of course, in Tahoe and all.
Well, just
places.
Torrential rain and slick streets and high winds, and it adds up to a fun time for
us. Right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. Gents, you're looking for something for your loved one, and you don't know what to do. You walk into Dandelion, talk to the girls. I tell you, they have gifts for your loved one that you are going to. I mean, it just makes it easier. Just makes it easier for you. Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. Commander Gibson, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. I just wanted to call in and wish all of our shipmates a happy 241st Navy birthday. October 13th, 1775. And shortly after that, we gave birth also to the Marine Corps, which will celebrate their anniversary on the 10th of November.
That's right,
with
sir.
A great ball.
I hope to see you there, sir.
We sure wanted to wish the Navy a happy birthday.
Well, anchors away, sir, and happy birthday to
thank
the
you,
Navy,
Commander.
United States Navy.
Semper Fi to you.
Semper Fi, sir. Okay.
All right, thank you.
You bet, sir. Thank you. You know what? It's an old submariner there, and I shouldn't say old, but a submariner, and that's a tough group out there.
Well, the Marines are Semper Fidelis.
Gave birth. Yeah.
The Marines are Semper Corps. Fidelis. The Coast Guard is Semper Paratus. The Marine is Semper Beer. Navy is Where's the Bar?
Yeah, Where's the Bar? You know, the thing is that when he gave birth, you know what? He's really cleaned that act up about how they gave birth to the Marine Corps. Someday we'll talk about it. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Primula Danuka, oncologist, and she has Pace Cancer Center, and it's located – it's on Court
Street. 2145 Court Street, 530-247-1425.
There you go. And I tell you what, if you need some questions answered or any of this, just give this lady a call. We're talking breast cancer awareness, and we've talked about self-exams. We've talked about the different ways people can be treated and then the treatments for it. But one of the things we want to talk about in this next 8 minutes is environmental concerns.
Yes, so more and more concerned people are having regarding cancer being affected by the environmental agents.
Okay.
It could be personal or it could be really genuinely environmental, but they have a big role to play in these situations. Breast cancer is no different. Personal agents that can affect breast cancer, one of them, of course, your own history. Early menarche, late menopause, those are familial factors, not so that much genetic. But other thing is hormone replacement therapy after that has a big role because more estrogen exposure during your lifetime causes more risk, increases the risk.
And that's what I heard is a lot of women that were on the hormone replacement, the side effect of that can be breast cancer.
Could be, yeah. Okay. So nowadays what we are recommending, the standard recommendation is if for some reason the ovaries have been taken out, then hormone replacement is appropriate up to age 60. Okay. After that, they don't recommend it as much, and this has come out after big studies that we did in 2002. 2003 they came out.
So, I think Linda's mom maybe still does that. She's 83. She says, well, I'm just going to take my chances. And she's been doing it a long time, but it can be a cause.
It can be a risk, increasing risk factor.
Yeah.
Other thing is obesity. Women obesity actually is linked to increasing risk of breast cancer.
Okay. That's a... It's one of our phones here, but that's okay. We're all right. Dr. Danukin, I hope it's not an emergency here.
Oh. I hope not. Okay. It's just the phone is going off. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. other thing, though, okay, so that's one of the environmental things. Okay,
yeah, so exercise, regular exercises definitely help. Weight reduction definitely helps. And so those are the things. Their issue about smoking in breast cancer, I don't think that's still established there. There are so many other things they're questioning, and work is ongoing. There's studies ongoing for those. But I'm just going over the established one, which we have data behind.
Okay.
So these are the main ones. Coffee, they don't think that it contributes, because this is most common thing, electromagnetic radiation or rays from the phones. People have studies are ongoing for all kinds of things.
I remember this study because I was building I was in Croatia building all the cell towers for for the first privately owned cell phone company in Croatia. And all these studies were coming out that, you know, if you use the phone, it'll fry your brain.
Yeah.
And people were suing for that.
But it hasn't panned out still, even those ones. There is definite link from previous history of radiation to your chest or thorax area. Lymphoma survivors who were exposed to radiation in a younger age, they do have higher risk of breast cancer in those patients.
So you're saying diet can make a difference?
Diet, absolutely. Food rich in fatty acids, high cholesterol, that can increase your risk for breast cancer.
Okay, so you stay out of the high cholesterol stuff and keep your cholesterol low.
Overall weight, it impacts your weight, so I think that's how it is affecting.
So if you're obese, you probably got a better chance of getting breast cancer?
Yes, you have a higher chance. So
higher chance?
If you want to improve your chances, weight reduction is a good idea. Exercise is a good idea.
That works for everything, though.
Yeah.
Blood pressure, sugar level, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so that really helps. So I think all these measures, simple measures, pesticides, we don't know in breast cancer per se. There is no equivalent data on that. But there are other lots of things which are not established in risk factors. So these were the common ones that I looked that would be important for all of us to know.
So, diet, exercise, what you're trying to do is keep your body healthy.
That's
the healthier
exactly
your body is,
doing.
The better you can fight off these things. You may have be genetically disposed to cancer. And if that's the case, you need to be checking. Early detection, and as you point out, self-exam. You know, it doesn't hurt, so why not do it?
Why not, yeah.
Why not do it? Because it could be the first...
Sometimes it can be the only thing. People, women most of the time find it themselves, then they go and get it checked out. So I think why give up and harmless, completely effect? It works.
It's benign.
Benign. It doesn't do any harm.
That's right.
It doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost anything, but it could be...
Save
your life.
Absolutely.
Gosh, it's great to have you here again. It's been a while.
Thank you, God.
Especially with the fact that breast cancer found early, you can live. You can live a full life, a full normal life.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Same thing with colon cancer when you do a colonoscopy, which, by the way, your husband does, and he does just a wonderful job. As we all know, as Bob
in
knows.
In fact, next Friday, I do believe I have an appointment with a good doctor.
Really? Understand he's trying to set a new record here. The Guinness Book of World Records on... Okay. Probably don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But that's another one, that if found early...
You save lives.
You save lives, and that can be fixed. And then you've got cervical cancer.
Pap smear.
But then we're going to talk lung cancer next month.
We are talking lung cancer next month.
And that's a little bit harder to find, isn't it? I mean, for early detection.
It's harder, but again, if we stratify according to the risks, it makes it easier and cost effective at that point.
That's right. Cool.
So we will talk about it hopefully next month when I come back.
Dr. Premila Danukin, Pace Cancer Center, And we'll talk about next month. We'll talk about how you named it Pace. It's really cool. How you got the name comes Pace. You know, and then your and then the other clinic that you and your husband have is called Pulse.
Yeah. So. No, Pace is positive attitude, care, and excellence.
There you go.
We it's wanted more to than incorporate. Just a salsa. Yeah, we wanted to incorporate the whole idea behind the whole cancer center. So the idea is that it comes from the patient first. Patient's positive attitude starts the whole treatment and care that goes.
Okay.
Care from the providers and, of course, excellence behind the treatments, everything that we stand for is part of it.
But attitude is really big, isn't it?
It's very big.
I mean,
because
it's huge.
It's huge. It makes a whole big difference in the outcome that we have for every patient.
Well, let's talk about that next month. Let's have a whole segment on what attitude can do and family support. I mean, you know, we can talk about, you know, how we find it and how we treat it. But let's talk about attitude and fighting it.
Sure.
Okay. Dr. Prilin Dhanuka, Pace Cancer Center. It's on Court Street. It's, hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking again with Vince Stevenson on solutions that D can provide, if maybe but in a different way. How to get instant impact on our problems instead of having to wait for 2 years. Everybody have a great day. Be careful out there with all the rain. It's going to be slick out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump threatens to sue the New York Times if the paper doesn't retract a story in which two women accuse him of making unwanted advances toward them years ago. Trump insists the allegations are untrue, calling them phony and a total fabrication. Weekly Standard executive editor Fred Barnes says one thing's for sure, time is running out for Trump's presidential campaign.
When you're 6 points behind in the middle of October before an election in November, in political history, at least going back to the early 50s when polling, really serious polling began in presidential races, and nobody has ever won coming this far behind.
Barnes on the Salem Radio Network. The number of Americans applying for unemployment held at a 43-year low last week. Would appear that employers are holding on to their employees. Police in Boston say a man who shot two officers was not known to authorities before he allegedly